Let us begin this time in silence, centering our hearts before God. Gracious and loving God, how good it is to come into sanctuary where we can lift concerns and share laughter, where we can meet people on the journey with us, maybe at different places, but of faith, where we can come together for a little while out of the hurriedness that is the world around us, the chaos that often ensues around us, or the boredom which seeks its own way. Where we come together and we join in our worship of our God in the name of Christ our Savior. For a table that soon we will share together. It is so good to come into your presence and to know of your steadfast love. As we seek forgiveness for our sins and strength to forgive others. As we pray for one another, our community, our nation, leaders in the world around us, leaders here at home. As we pray for the many disasters that we see, the tragedies of natural disasters, but also of war, the oppression that goes on, the argumentative and the divisive, the oppressive. Father, as we bring all of these needs before you, if we stayed there, we would doubtless feel hopelessness. But Father, when we get there and we've done all that we can, maybe we should have started with you in the first place. For you have more resources than we can ever imagine. We are finite and you are infinite. We are limited and you are limitless. You are a big G God, able to handle the world's problems. So Father, we bring it all to you, realizing where we are in humility before you, praying, God, that you would work, that you would lead, that you would give us opportunities to serve, empowering us in some way to touch lives. And Father, we have opportunity to do that in many different ways. But the greatest of those is as we love one another. For that is the only commandment that Jesus gave us, was to love one another. So Father, we come today thanking you for always hearing us when we pray, lifting the needs of our hearts and lives before you, for those who are shut in their own homes, nursing homes and hospitals. Father, we just ask you to touch them, to bless them, to hold them, and to keep them. And Father, I forgot to mention Jimmy Harding, who had another knee replacement. Father, continue to heal him and give Penny the strength as she helps take care of him. Hear our hearts and prayers today lifted in the name of Jesus our Christ. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.